Hello, St. Petersburg! Hello, Tampa Bay! How you doing, Beaches? Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete! This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show! And we are up next! Everybody,
did you plan that song ahead of time?
I did plan that song ahead of time. That is the Led Zeppelin. That's a Communication Breakdown.
Yes. bodes well for the show when you plan like that.
Well, here's the thing, everybody. We usually start at 6:02 on the dot.
On the dot.
Well, we had a little technical difficulties before the show there.
I think they caught on to that.
Yeah. So we're starting a little bit late, but I will promise you that we will give you all of the entertainment, maybe in a rushed form.
Yeah.
let's not make promises we can't keep.
Ty, is your mic on?
I don't
say
know.
Something
say
again.
Something
no.
again.
No,
yeah,
your mic's not even on.
You're...
Something's not right.
How about now?
There you go.
Good.
All right.
Great.
Anyway, listen, everybody.
More technical difficulties.
Yeah, right. Well, there's a whole lot. Whatever happened. So anyway, people, you are dialed in to the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Finally.
And we are coming to you live, as we do every Friday evening, from 6:12.
Six-ish.
to 8 p.m. Every Friday evening, right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. You notice I did not do my signature at Radio St. Pete. What is it?
Dot
and
com.
Asked for you guys to do it because you
just did it.
Well, you guys poo-pooed that last week and made me... You basically hurt my feelings with the whole thing.
But, it's not hard.
I'm over it. I'm getting
You're
past
so
it.
You're so sensitive.
Mm-hmm. Listen, if at any time during this broadcast you want to give us a call just to say hey, or to say, hey, cool it with the fake news, or if you want to play along with any of the stories that we're telling, that kind of thing, you can do so by calling 727-498-0502, or you can always tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. I like that. I like either way. Phone calls or tweets are a lot of fun.
We like to hear from you.
We just like to hear from anybody.
Yes.
We will talk to you about any old thing.
Yeah.
Truly, we're not going to go, well, we don't want to talk about that. We will talk to you about anything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No.
So let me introduce everybody here in the studio.
Yeah.
From our studio here in Soggy, Seminole, Florida.
Yeah. Yes.
Soggy.
Yeah. I have for you the usual suspects. Across the table from me is my my little girl, Hannah Claire.
Yeah.
Hannah Claire was busy doodling or doing whatever she's
coloring
doing over there.
Away.
Coloring away. That's what she does over there and runs our board for
yes.
us.
It's an important job.
Yes, it is. To her right is my blushing bride, Stephanie, who I can imagine can finally take a deep breath because it was her computer that was... effing up.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Go me.
Right. But anyway, that crisis has ended, and here
for
we
now.
Are.
For now.
For now. Yeah. God only knows what may happen down the road. To Stephanie's right is my boy, Ty Ginn. How are you?
I am.
You are. Good. Your mic is finally on, and we are ready to go. My name is Mark, and I will be your host, and... Let's do this thing. Hey, so I mentioned that we are broadcasting from our soggy Seminole studios here in Florida. And I tell you what, this weekend, we could,
Alberto,
I guess right before the show, we saw on the news that Alberto, who was, could have been our very first tropical storm of the storm season.
He is.
Alberto is. He's not maybe anymore. Alberto is, in fact, a tropical storm, and he's out there. Is he in the Gulf already or
not
approaching
yet.
The Gulf?
Approaching the Gulf.
It looked to me like the spaghetti models that I saw, he's going to stay away from us, to the west of us, but probably we will still get quite a bit of rain.
Yes, that's what they're saying. Yeah, the earlier spaghetti plots today had a couple of the spaghettis headed our way.
Mm-hmm.
Now they've kind of lined more up together, and it just looks like it's going to be Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama. It's just going to go straight up.
Like they need more.
Like they need more
crap in their life, right?
More destruction.
Now, I wish I had done some fact checking, because I was talking to this guy earlier this week, and when I say earlier, I mean like yesterday.
Okay.
And he was saying, "Oh yeah, we're going to get like 9 inches of rain, which is equivalent to like 10 feet of snow." And I was like,
"What?"
I mean, I just kind of went along with it, but it was like. Does that even figure? I mean, would 9 inches of rain? I mean, snow's fluffier.
You'd think 9 inches of rain would be the same as 9 inches of snow?
No, because the water's more dense, Hannah. Snow's fluffier, so it would stack higher than rain.
That's like 10 pounds of feathers in a 10-pound ball. Which one weighs more? They weigh the same.
What?
It's more.
It's the same.
Okay. No, see, you're talking weight, though. I mean, 10 pounds of feathers is going to be a bigger fluff than a 10 pound ball. And that's exactly what we're talking about is the rain, you know, 9 inches of rain, 10 feet of snow.
Well, okay. Here it is, May 25th. Would you rather see 9 inches of rain or 10 feet of snow?
9 inches of rain.
I think it would actually be pretty damn cool at May 25th if we got 10 feet of snow here in Florida.
I don't think it'd be 10 feet, though.
Probably not 10 feet, but it probably would
be. Maybe 2 feet.
So, no, more than that. It's got to be more than that.
No.
9 inches of rain is a lot of rain, Ty.
Yeah, but it's not 10 feet of snow.
I don't know that you've ever seen 9 inches of rain in any one storm. I mean, I don't know that since we've been here for 20 years that we've ever experienced like a weekend where we've gotten 9 inches of rain. Even like during Irma and stuff like that. Yeah, but I know, but just like what we were talking about, 9 inches of rain is different than snow. Snow
stacks. It can only be so fluffy.
I don't know.
You're just pulling water out of nowhere now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, there's going to be water everywhere.
All right. Whatever.
This weekend. So holiday weekend is stay home and chill kind of weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be doing our grilling indoors.
No, that's dangerous. That's how people die, honey.
No, well, what I meant was grilling in the oven.
Stovetop grilling.
Mm. Yeah.
Right.
Maybe pull out the George Foreman. Haven't used it in a while.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Jorge Foreman. Let's see. Before we go any farther, I do need to mention a few things. Number one, I was reminded today when I went on Facebook before the show that today is probably two of my favorite people on this planet. They are celebrating their anniversary today.
Sean and Carol.
No, Paul and Jenny are celebrating their anniversary. Now, our next anniversary will be 31.
Right.
Dave, is it 33 or 34 for them?
No, 32.
They only got married a year before us?
Well, their anniversary is in May.
Right.
Ours is in October. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, about a year and a half. So, yeah, they should only be 32.
Well, I really dig those guys. Always have. And I
like they're a really cool band or something. They're really, really cool. Those guys.
I really dig those guys.
They're pretty cool.
We were there.
Through a lot of hard times.
Followed them around for a year back in 85.
That was Dad from 80 to 82.
I was the third wheel for many years, right?
84, maybe.
I was a roadie for a bit. It was cool.
Went on tour.
I mean, they've been together
moved
forever.
Their furniture.
They got together in 10th grade.
Yeah.
They've been together forever.
Cute.
And that was an amazing wedding.
Oh my God.
Jenny was a beautiful bride.
More champagne than I've ever seen in my life, anywhere in my life.
Yes. Yes. I drank gallons of champagne.
Yes,
I think I still have a headache and a hangover from that wedding.
You're giving me a headache.
Always.
Hey, listen, number two on my list of things that I wanted to mention is if you're venturing out in Plant City, you need to head over to O'Brien's Irish Pub. Radio St. Pete alum Dr. Chuck Stevens will be broadcasting live from the pub this evening. He's going to be out there along with, what's his name, Jeff Vitolo and the Quarter Mile Rebels Band. Now, here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
Here's the thing. I'm not sure if that's two bands, if it's Jeff Vitolo as one band, or is it Jeff Vitolo and the Quarter Mile Rebels Band?
Oh, well, we might be able to get some clarification
on
that.
We'll go see them, guys.
Yeah, go see them and tell us.
Yeah, so anyway, if you're out and about in Plant City this evening, head on over to O'Brien's Irish Pub. Dr. Chuck Stevens is going to start broadcasting over there live at about 8 o'clock this evening, right after our show.
Right after us. Mm-hmm. And if you go see Dr. Chuck, he's really good about throwing out some souvenirs to the crowd.
Make sure you're ready. You got your good. Get your hands up.
Yeah.
You need your hands team out there tonight because he might bean you in the eye. I know somebody that got beaned in the eye over there at O'Malley's.
Yeah. But
he likes those Irish pubs and he'll bean you.
You can get some good swag from Dr. Chuck. You know what else today is? And I don't know why I thought of this today driving home. Today was Ty's due date.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Missed that.
And
by a bit.
By a bit. Mm-hmm. But anyway, today, 28 years ago, was Ty's due date.
Actual due date.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
And then the drama continued.
And still does.
And still does.
Now, the third thing that I wanted to mention, and this is important, this is Memorial Day weekend. So while you're out with family and friends, please take a moment to remember those who have made the ultimate sacrifice for our country.
Absolutely.
And don't forget to thank those who have and continue to provide the freedoms we have and appreciate here in good old U.S. of A. Hug a vet. They take care of your pets. And mm-hmm. No, not that vet. The other
one. Oh, that one.
The military vets. Ty.
Yeah.
I just write that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so hug a vet. Mm-hmm. Sadly, and I mean this earnestly, because I was really getting into it. Sadly, our Tampa Bay Lightning's season was cut short Wednesday evening after a 4-0.
They didn't show up.
Yeah.
Well, after a
4-0. Oh, I don't know. That fight was pretty good.
After a 4-0.
That guy
thrashing,
showed up.
Thrashing by the Washington Capitals.
Yeah. Yeah. Those last two games were very hard to watch.
It was very hard to watch, but the first two games kind of gave us a hint of what the Capitals were capable of, and they showed us.
Yeah.
They showed us just exactly how they meant to go about business.
And, yeah,
and listen, our Tampa Bay Lightning, they're a very, very good hockey team. I mean, no questions about that.
But they, especially Wednesday night.
Right.
I on the edge of your seat. They kept shooting and
we had the puck in their end of the ice most of the game and could not put it in.
It was like there was a magnetic field around the net.
It was something.
That puck was not going in.
Are you saying it was fixed?
No, it's not fixed. It's not fixed.
They would show the slow-mo of the puck, you know, within inches. And it was like, oh, my God, I can't take it.
Right. Well, we couldn't score, and they could score, it seemed like, whenever they wanted to.
Yeah.
And that was pretty much the way it was in the first two games that we played. I mean, they manhandled us.
Yeah.
We are a very good team. They're a very, very good team.
Apparently.
They're very good. Now, let's see. They go on to play the Las Vegas Golden Knights, and they will start that series for the Stanley Cup on Monday. And I think they start out in Las Vegas.
Yes, yes. If we had won, we would have had home ice advantage.
Right.
But we didn't, so the Golden Knights do.
One of the things I can appreciate about the Tampa Bay Lightning is, well, they're the best team we have in this area, best pro sports team. They're better than the Rays. They're better than the Bucks. They have a much more loyal fan base.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Oh, we're getting a phone call.
Uh-oh.
It's playing to you.
Hello, caller. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Who are we speaking to?
Don't get too excited.
Joe Wardo. I am excited.
Hey, happy Memorial Day. How are you doing?
I'm doing very good. Are you calling to tell us that we're not on air?
No, you're loud and clear.
Oh, good.
I was waiting for you to be done speaking about the Lightning and the Caps because I had the misfortune of watching that game up in Washington.
Oh, you went to the
D.C.
Oh, okay. All right.
I watched it on TV with a 100% Caps audience.
Oh.
And it was very painful. But this is a quick shameless plug.
Okay.
Because you were talking about Memorial Day, but Memorial Day, Radio St. Pete is going to again broadcast a radio program that was written and largely produced by my dad.
Oh, I remember you did that last year.
Remember that?
Yes, I do.
We did, and we're doing it again, and so I'm plugging it again at 12:15 on Monday, and I guess we'll do it again at 5:15 on Monday. This is the Armed Forces Radio program, a drama. It's about 25 minutes that was produced and broadcast worldwide on, in those days, shortwave radio. And it is called How Sleep the Brave. And it's about, it's based on a poem that my dad actually wrote and was made into a radio drama on World War II soldiers who did not make it home. And it's still a wonderful program. It's narrated by an Academy Award-winning actor back in the day, Lou Ayres. And we hope you'll tune in because it's a good part of Memorial Day, and it's just one of a number of special things we'll be running on Monday because Memorial Day is an important day. And but at 12:15 and 5:15 Eastern time, we will again have Joseph A. Bordeaux's How Sleep the Brave.
Fantastic. I remember listening to it last year, and
it's riveting.
Yeah, it's riveting, and it's touching.
It is.
Yeah.
So I appreciated it last year, and I will listen to it again Monday.
Yes.
I played it for him when I found it on the internet after so many years. He was 100 years old, and I played it for him, and he actually could mouth along with the words he wrote. And,
wow.
Which is amazing. He did not remember. There was a guy in his office who gets credits at the end of this thing, Dave Eskind. And to me, he was like the guy who came over to the house when I was a little boy, and he was like Uncle Dave. And so he wrote the words to the drama. My dad wrote the poem part. And my dad remembered what he himself wrote, but he had no recollection of the rest of it.
Dave? Dave?
No, I'm not sure, but no, he just got mad. He just got mad. Every time he would switch off his word, he'd go, "What's that? I didn't write that."
Right.
So So if you listen in on Monday, just think of that. But my dad would be about 105 now. So
wow.
At any rate, just wanted to plug away, and hopefully Dr. Chuck will call in as well. He's on his way to Plant City as we speak for this Jeff Vitolo thing. And I don't know the answer to your question either. I assume it's Jeff Vitolo and his band, but we'll find out.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting. The way I wrote it down on my sheet, it was like,
Okay. Have a good evening.
You do the same. Thanks for calling, Joe.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
Bye.
That is a great program.
Did he just say love you? Did he say love you? Goodbye.
I'll have to check the tape.
Roll it back.
We might have our clip of the week.
Love you.
Take that, Spike, in your damn award.
We are
love. We get the love.
Now, I'm not sure if he actually said that, but it did sound to me like he did.
I'd like to believe that he did. Right.
Anyway, where was I?
You're so needy.
I am needy. Love damn you. It. Where am I? Anyway, so like I was saying, the Capitals will face face off against the Las Vegas Golden Knights Monday evening in their attempt to win the Stanley Cup.
Yes.
I guess I'm rooting for the Caps. Although, I mean, the Golden Knights, they're breaking history.
Yes.
I mean, this is their first
year. They may as
well
just go ahead and win it at this point.
Anyway. Let's get into some movie kind of stuff. We mentioned, I don't know, a month or so ago that we had put on our Netflix queue the Jeffrey Dahmer movie, which is called My Friend Dahmer.
Oh, Ty needs to leave the room. He hasn't watched it yet.
Okay, well, look, he'll get the
gist
of it. Spoiler report.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
He kills
spoiler
people.
Spoiler alert. Yeah, he kills people.
Actually, that's what I thought the movie was going to be more about. But,
right.
It wasn't.
Lame. It was more about his high school years.
Well, the thing is, first of all,
he was a weird kid.
But he wasn't like an ostracized kid. But his friends were jerks. He had a group of friends that befriended him, but it seemed like that they only befriended him so that they could make him act like the fool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So in a way, it was bullying to me.
Yeah.
And then it kind of got to a point where I guess he got a little bit too weird, and then they stopped hanging out with him, and that's when he really started going down into the dark
side. Well, at least one of the friends was like... This isn't right. We need to stop doing this.
Well, he was always into, you know, it's like his dad had some sort of job with a chemical company or something like that. So he would bring home these vats of like acid for Jeff. Jeff was into riding up and down the road in Ohio. Go figure.
Yeah.
Pick up roadkill and stuff like that. And he would take it back and put it in these big jars until it ate all the flesh and all that crap. And then he'd have a skeleton of a dead cat or a squirrel or a possum or whatever. That's what he was into.
Okay.
So, then, of course, he got into the killing.
Killing.
And the eating. eating of his victims.
Yeah, that wasn't in the movie.
The movie didn't go that far, but we know that about him.
Mm. It was an interesting movie. It was a good movie.
Right.
Worth watching. It's like the horror version of...
Horror version?
Horror version of Napoleon Dynamite.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was like that.
It was.
Mm-hmm. But the thing about it is, it's like you have a kid who is awkward for one thing, and now all of a sudden you're going to put some kids around him that are going to manipulate him to make him do, you know, weird stuff and, you know, kind of bully him a little bit. You know, it's kind of like the same thing that's happening now in America. You know, what we've had, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, we had the shooting in Texas. Before that, we had the shooting down in South Florida. And what did we say last week about the shootings? When's the next one going to happen?
Today.
What did we say? We said school is almost out. So if these kids that have been bullied have an issue with somebody, they're running out of time. They don't want to let this sit over the summer break, right?
Yep.
Get on it.
Yeah.
Well, somebody in a middle school in Indiana today took a gun to school, and the only thing that I've heard is two people were injured.
A teacher and a student.
Were injured.
Were injured, and he was apprehended, and yeah. It was a he. But really? I saw something.
Let me see, a he?
He.
White kid, right?
That I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mentally unstable, right?
I think we know.
But something like, I saw a statistic that this was the 21st school shooting.
This year.
Of 2018.
Right. Yeah.
So we have a problem.
Oh, a major problem. A major problem. And, you know, the thing is, just like we've spoken about before, a lot of people want to talk about, well, it's the guns, it's the guns, it's the guns. Well, the guns are a big part of it. But the part that nobody really wants to talk about is the way kids are treating kids.
Well, and the way adults are treating kids.
And the way adults treat adults.
Right.
I mean, I've been called a bully.
It's, well, yeah. People praise
that. Someday, kids, I may get shot.
Yeah, that could happen. I'm surprised it hasn't already.
Yeah. I'm surprised one of you hasn't put a cap in my ass.
I shot you with a Nerf gun a week ago.
And it startled me.
Good.
Made me start thinking about, maybe I should treat him a little nicer.
Maybe I should be a little nicer to that boy.
The way he just sauntered up and pulled his Glock Nerf Glock.
Nerf Glock.
And shot me
ever
in the crotch.
Ever so carelessly.
Right.
You were shardled.
I was shardled. It certainly did startle me, and it made me reconsider my actions toward you, Ty.
Yeah. See? I think that's what they're getting at.
Mini Dahmer.
Right. Mini Dahmer. You kind of look like him, really.
No, you. Throughout the whole movie, you're like, oh, I had those shoes. Oh, I had those shorts.
Hair. Yeah, but mine was parted down the middle.
But everybody back then, look, I grew up at the same time that Jeff did.
Yeah.
And everybody dressed like that. And, you know, that.
With their Buster Brown shoes.
They weren't Buster Browns. They were Wallabies.
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 Mm-hmm. Hey, if you're out there and you grew up in the late 70s, early 80s, and you had a pair of Wallabies, give us a call, 727-498-0502.
Or if question. You like to kill and eat people,
give us a call.
I'm sure some police department's looking for
you. We'd love to hear all about it. Anyway.
Oh, I like that other video we got on Dahmer a while ago where he just looked like Dave.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
We know a lot of people that could be killers.
Yeah.
Anyway, going back to movies.
Ty,
you and Jack went to go see the new Deadpool movie today.
Yes.
What?
Deadpool 2.
It was great.
What?
Go see it.
Yeah. I really enjoyed the first Deadpool. Do you think I would enjoy this one more than the other one?
How did you sleep through just the ending or like what?
No, I saw the first one. The
you
whole
did?
Yeah,
the
I,
whole thing.
I think I actually even watched it twice.
Oh yeah, Dad
I
liked
it.
That one.
Because he swears.
I think we saw it in the theater.
Right.
And then we actually watched it at home.
Did I see it in the theater?
I don't think you did.
I don't think I went to the theater, but I think I saw it twice here in the living room.
Oh, all right.
Here in the home theater.
Yeah. Home theater.
Hey, you know what else comes out? It either came out yesterday or today, Solo.
Yes,
yeah,
today.
That's well, how we midnight. Were able to go see it.
Tampa Bay Times sort of said it's so-so.
Oh. I was going to say, how do we feel about that?
I'm seeing it.
I gotta see it.
You've gotta see it. If you're a Star Wars fan, you have to see it.
Yeah, but it's Disney, you know.
Yeah, but Disney's made
Star
the last
Wars.
Few, haven't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, but now are they starting to get a little crazy?
I don't know.
Does it fit with
the story?
Or is it one of these weird side quests that doesn't really
I don't know. We'll have to see. We'll see.
It's one of those things. You got to go see it.
I got to go see it. And it's because it's a Star Wars movie, I have to see it in the theater.
Yes. Special occasion.
Yeah, you've got to see a Star Wars movie in the theater at least once.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll put it on the calendar.
I don't know. I'm a little iffy on it.
Okay.
You don't have to go.
Well, I won't.
You're a little lippy, too.
Yeah.
Deadpool 2 was great, though.
All right.
Go see that.
So I think we should take a break. But before we do that, I do want to say that, before every show, we try to do a pre-show dinner.
Yes. Yeah.
And tonight we went to one of our favorite Chinese restaurants, Zam He, that's located here in Seminole, Florida. look, for your money, it is probably one of the best Chinese restaurants in the St. Pete, Tampa Bay area.
Absolutely.
I have not heard of any premier Chinese restaurants other than Zam He. It's a place, it's an actual sit-down old school Chinese restaurant.
Yes.
Not a buffet. Really
cool. No, it's not a buffet.
With the wallpaper and the paper lanterns and the whole, they have their bar area.
And they've been there forever.
According to their menu, they've been there since 1985.
Oh, well, that's not, oh my God. That's not really forever. 1985 is when I went into the Marine Corps.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Mm. It
forever
is. Forever ago.
That's when Marty McFly went back to 1955.
Yeah. Zam He is located at 9015 Park Boulevard, right here in Little Old Seminole. They do not deliver, but you can order takeout or call to make reservations. Their phone number is 727-391-8393.
All right.
Order the best Chinese food in town.
Very good. The last time we went there, I got the General Toes or So's.
Right.
Toes.
General's Toes.
I got the General's Toes. And basically, that's what I always get. That's my standby. And the last time I went, it was like General's Toes. It wasn't the greatest. So I switched it up this time, and I got the spicy cashew chicken.
Yes, which is my favorite.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, but it's in the fridge, Ty. Don't eat it.
Since you got that, I got the chicken chow mein.
You got to enjoy that ziti. You might not have any room left.
Right. Ty had broccoli beef, and Hannah had sesame chicken. Mm-hmm. So. Right. Good stuff.
All right, everybody, we should take a break. Let's see. Because of all the rain, this next song that I picked, it's called I Can't Stand the Rain, and it's a live version, and it's done by Tina Turner.
So?
So, if you want to give, what?
What? Are you going to say your what we wrote down?
What did I write down?
From the movie other night?
No, that's, I do that at the end of the show.
Okay, I thought you were going to do it before this song.
No.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. Anyway, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. If you want to give us a call, please do it 727-498-0502, or you can tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the summit.
All right. All right. Thank you, everybody. We thank you very much. Kenny Moore! I can't stand the rain.
we are back.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. That was Tina Turner with I Can't Stand the Rain. That was a live version. Don't know where it was performed. Somewhere in the rain, I would assume.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, like I say, we're back. Before the break, I said that we were going to talk about the summit. And when I say the summit, I'm talking about the supposedly historic summit between President Trump and the Supreme Leader Kim Jong-un that was supposed to happen on June 12th. Well, Thursday, yesterday, President Trump sent Kim Jong-un a letter saying, nope, not going to do it. We are not going to do it. Apparently, over the last couple of weeks, after everybody, this started to look a little bit too comfortable. I mean, right. If you ask me, things were going along. Kim Jong-un is saying, oh, yeah, I'm getting rid of my nukes, and everybody's playing nice, and everybody's saying all these wonderful things about each other. And we just really want to try to join the Koreas, North and South. And what are we going to do about the peninsula here? Let's make it one big thing, and let's be one big happy family. Seemed like it was going that way.
It's a trap.
Yeah, well,
it's a trap.
You couldn't fool me, because I never thought that this summit was ever going to happen.
You were ahead of the game.
They already made the commemorative coins.
I know.
I bet they did.
They did.
Right.
They're for sale cheap.
I think they will have a summit at some point, but now they're going to have
the smoldering remains.
But
Korean peninsula.
So they've already made the coins. Can you imagine how much of those coins are going to be worth now?
Yeah.
I have a coin here for the originally planned date.
That didn't happen.
That did not happen. I mean, nobody's surprised, really, that it's not going to happen. It seems like over the last couple of weeks, all kinds of things have been going on. Kim Jong-un is really upset that the United States and South Korea are still having their military exercises out there off the peninsula of Korea. And we are not happy that Kim Jong-un did agree and did destroy, supposedly, his nuclear testing site.
I think it destroyed itself, but that's neither here nor
there. But the thing is, what we wanted was to have some United States investigators there to actually witness the destruction, which wasn't allowed, that kind of thing. So we don't really know for sure that it's happened.
No, there's video, but we don't know.
It could be anything.
Exactly. But like I said, that destruction may not have been on purpose.
Right.
Yeah. So it may be destroyed.
Yeah.
I mean, there were reports that it was falling in months ago.
Where do you think we stand now with this whole relationship between us and North Korea?
Same as we've always been.
Yeah, I don't think we're no farther along. I mean,
no.
I think the fact that they were actually having conversations between the two countries is sort of a milestone, sort of a break in the action, a plus, something that hasn't happened in years, right?
Right.
Like 50.
Right.
And then Trump probably put his foot in his mouth, but
I think both sides. Both sides are sort of guilty of this whole thing falling apart, I think.
This whole narcissistic attitude.
Yeah, I don't know that you could blame the whole thing on Trump.
I'm not saying that.
too many people on both sides, too many higher-ups slinging names and things like that back and forth, I don't know.
I don't know. We'll see.
One of the things that I am tired of, really, is I'm tired of hearing about almost all of his presidency.
Yeah. Just do your job.
It's hard to focus on. You don't know what to listen to. The media is not helping out in any way. I'm sure this broadcast right now, we're not giving you any information that you haven't heard. This is not a, hey, listen, you better listen to this show because they're giving you the breaking news that you need to hear about anything.
Well, and they do those White House press briefings.
Right.
And it seems like a lot of it is not true.
With Sarah Huckabee-Sanders.
Yes, yes. People blame her for what she's saying. I think that's kind of shooting the messenger. I don't know, but
I think they just send her out there and go, you know, figure something out.
Yeah, just say something.
Say something.
Whether it's true, not true.
Try not to make us look too bad.
Whether you know, you don't know, I don't know. Just, you know, go out there and say something.
Anyway,
the people want to know.
It'll be interesting to see if this thing ever does, in fact, happen. I don't know. I mean, at this point, I don't care if it does or not.
I just, you know, as long as
it would be nice.
As long as North Korea doesn't start bombing us.
Well, I mean, didn't we go through months of trying to figure out whether he actually had the capability of actually hitting us?
Well, you know? and he says,
and then once we figured out that he might have a rocket that could get here or a missile that could get here, does he have the nuclear capability? You know, I mean, it's one thing to send over a missile; it's a whole nother thing to send over a missile that's armed with a nuclear head on it,
right?
You know?
You know, who knows? I don't know. Yeah, we need to get back to a happier time in life.
It seemed like it was heading that way. I was kind of hoping that they would, you know, get together and there'd be all these cute pictures of them hugging each other and shaking hands and
a couple of little piglets.
And comparing hand sizes, right. You know, get that picture of whose hand is bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. You're so wishful.
Will it ever happen?
Hopeful.
I don't know.
We'll see. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Right. Let's see. Because of our hey, you know what I'm going to do?
What?
Because we need to take a break at the 7 o'clock time. I'm going to change my list up here a little bit.
Oh no!
I've got some great ideas here.
Okay.
Oh,
and
boy.
These ought to be good.
Well, you guys know that we are. Kids, we are building a new St. Pete Pier downtown St. Petersburg.
Yeah, you should see us out there in our hip waders and.
Well, I saw something today in the paper that I was surprised at and very happy about. Apparently, they're going to have a parking lot there that will cover like 100 cars, so it's 100 car lot. All right, what I did not know about this lot is that the roof of the lot, it's going to be like a carport type thing.
Okay.
The entire roof of this thing is going to be made out of solar panels.
Nice.
That's cool.
Yeah. And it's not going to be like a roof with solar panels on it. The actual roof is solar panels.
Nice.
The cool thing about this is that it's on sort of like a lease sort of situation from Duke Energy and the city. So Duke Energy will still own it, will lease it from them, but they will be responsible for, one, paying the bill to install it and to maintain it.
Nice.
Right? Here's interesting thing. How much power do you suppose something like that would generate?
I don't know.
They say that those solar panels that's going to provide coverage for 100 parked cars will provide full power for 40 homes for a year.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a lot. Now, I don't know that they're going to actually, that was just a comparison of, you know, how much power it's going to generate. I don't know what they're going to put that power to. Are they going to use it to generate everything on the pier? Right?
Maybe.
You know,
and beyond.
I mean, we've talked about, you know, why Florida isn't loaded with solar farms in the past. Why doesn't every building in Florida have solar power? I mean, it's the Sun State.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Because Duke Energy has the monopoly.
Well Duke Energy is part of this whole thing, and it looks like they're starting to maybe get it.
Which is dangerous.
Well, it's dangerous,
it
but it's also
figured out a way to make money on it.
Well, I'm sure they will. I'm sure they will, you know, figure out a way to make money on it. But still, if you're looking at something like this that can generate that much power,
it's still clean energy.
Right. It's hopeful. Mm-hmm. Remember we said, I think it was last week or the week before, that out in California, they just passed a law that by 2020, almost all of their new construction, residential and business, will have to. Have solar energy or solar power.
That's pretty
right.
Cool.
That is pretty cool.
It's definitely a step in the right direction.
Right. One of the other things that I saw about the pier, you know, the Birchwood.
Yes.
Ty and Jack got married on the top of the Birchwood at
the canopy.
Well, the Birchwood, it looks like they are getting ready to be approved to have some sort of a three-leveled bar, restaurant, cafe type thing on the pier.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so the Birchwood owner and his group are going to be out there on the pier. That looks pretty cool.
Very cool.
And here's another thing before we have to break. Real quick, this is something I've thought about for years. Why don't school buses have seatbelts?
I don't know.
Well, apparently the transportation panel has now recommended that all new school buses, and this is going to be state to state, are going to have lap and shoulder belts. That's a no-brainer, right?
Right.
Don't they have car seats for regular sized people now?
Yeah, probably.
Wasn't that a thing a while ago?
Well, I mean, kids that ride in the car up until like the age of 9 have to be in a booster seat.
Right.
With the seatbelt on.
But school buses have always just been willy-nilly.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you're a bus driver that doesn't have any authority at all, and you're just letting these kids run around and jump over the seats and stuff like that, kids are going to get hurt.
Right. Run amok.
Let them.
Right.
Darwinism.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
So exactly. I guess we need to wrap it up for this break.
Yes, please.
All right, everybody. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Unfortunately, we started a little bit late, but we are at the end of our first hour. And let me just remind you, if you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502. Or you can tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to take a magic carpet ride, everybody. When we come back, we'll get into the rest of the show. See you in 4.5.
Sad girl, let the sound take you away.